Hello and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf production video. I am Visual Pony, and today we have a little bit of something again relating to MLP Gen 5. The story is called Zephyrina / Zip by the author Deshi05. Now, for those of you who have talked to me about the G5 movie, you know that Zip is one of my favorites, and so it is only natural for me to choose this story to read. I would be very, very remiss if I didn't at least, you know, give it a look. However, I just looked at the author's page. They have 40 stories under their belt, so I expect a bit of quality here. I have not read it, so as always, I am discovering the story alongside you. And I guess let's begin. Also, however, let me say this. We would feel very, very honored if today was the day that we earned your subscription. It's a big red button under this video. If it's still red and not gray, then you have not pressed it yet. And even Blackjack knows that big red buttons are there to be pressed. Zephyrina Storm sat in her room. It was something she did every day, usually accompanied with slouching, sulking, or just pacing around the room, waiting to find some clarity on the constant problems that permeated her brain. Right now, she was looking at a small makeup mirror on a table strewn with supplies. Zip had tried them, and every time she did, she had to ask herself one question. Was she really happy? Happier in terms of her body, sure, but there was something about the name she'd chosen, Zephyrina, that made her feel a little bit glum inside. It was flowery, like her sister's, and ponies were treating it as if it were normal. But that was exactly the problem. It was too flowery, too long, and just a touch too feminine. It was no surprise to her, or any pony else, that she insisted to be called, "Hey Zip!" That was Pip, busting into her room for some royal business or another. It was probably the royal ceremony. Probably Pip reminded Zip to not screw it up.
"I can't keep living a lie,"
she thought regardless. Well, sometimes she just wanted to talk, but now was not one of those times. It usually wasn't with Pip. But still, Zip turned to Pip's voice and was immediately assaulted by a barrage of flash photography. You'd think that Pip had got that phone yesterday instead of a few months ago. Pip got up close to Zip and showed her all the photos which Zip didn't care all too much about.
"You're practically a ready-made Instamare model. You're going to do so well at the performance tonight."
Well, Zip couldn't care less, but she had to let her younger sister have the moment.
"Anyway, Mommy sent me to tell you that the wires need outfitting again."
Pip fluffed out her wings. Uselessly, albeit, but sometimes you just wanted to stretch your appendages.
"We're both growing mares and she wants to make sure you look extra beautiful today."
Right. Queen Haven was supportive, but it was to an almost insane degree. Zip had to tell her multiple times that she didn't want to get all dressed up in frilly clothes and powdery makeup. She'd started listening. Mostly.
"I mean, beautiful may be one way to describe it,"
Zip muttered.
"Oh, I can do your makeup. I've been getting real good at it."
"Pip,"
Zip attempted to interrupt.
"Can't wait to start appearing to the Pegasi like we're flying again."
"Pip,"
Zip responded a little more forcefully.
"And what?"
Pip finally responded.
"Aside from the wires being a terrible idea, as they're going to get crossed, snap, or some other disastrous thing someday, as well as being a flat-out lie, I don't want you to do any of that stuff, Pip. Sure, take a picture of me and post it to Ponybook or Instamare or whatever, but I don't want makeup or any of that. But ever since..."
Pip attempted to retort.
"Since I came out as a mare, yes, I know you all fully support this and all that, but there's just been something bugging me."
Pip, shocked to silence for probably the first time in her life, responded.
"What? What is a mare? I never feel like one that fits in with all the others. I'm not into mare-like things, logically. I know that all mares are like that, but it always feels like they're into things I'm not. I know that this is the right identity. I feel better in my skin knowing people treat me as a mare. But I wonder if somehow my calculations were wrong. I don't see any mares so into flying.
Zip said, all at once yet slow and deliberate. Pip sat down on her haunches, tipping her head in such a way that her normally fluffed up hair fell flatly across her face. She was silent for a moment, all the while as Zip started to sink lower and lower in her own sitting position. Put away her phone, to wherever she usually put it when it wasn't glued to her hoof, and sat down next to Zip.
Zip, if there's one thing I've learned while on social media...
Zip immediately perked up. It was unlike Pip to put some pony other than herself first.
Why...
Zip began, but Pip busted in with her own interruption in response.
We'll get to that. Now, I've been exposed to so many stallions and mares, and even after seeing all their stunning profiles... I've learned that there's more than one way to reinvent yourself. That's fine and all, but how does that apply?
Zip responded.
I've seen trans ponies who are more in tune with their birth sex, more in tune with their identity. Most are somewhere in between. The long and short is that you don't have to be a feminine trans mare. As long as you're good with being one, that's all that matters. And you'll always be my sister.
Pip said, pulling Zip close into a hug.
I suppose, but will other ponies actually be able to tell the difference?
Zip responded, trying her very best to break free.
If you tell them, they will. As long as you feel like this is the right identity for you, you'll be perfectly fine.
Zip gazed beyond Pip to the empty hallway behind her.
That makes me feel a little better, but once again, what's in it for you?
Well,
Pip began.
I'm glad you asked. This is a very important royal announcement, so don't throw it this time. It is instrumental that the public actually thinks we can fly. The royal tradition deserves to be upheld. What will happen if it's not? What will the common ponies think? It probably wouldn't be that bad, but I didn't have much choice in the matter.
Zip responded.
Also, come on, Zip, I need to update my Instamare feed.
Pip told Zip, holding her phone to take a selfie.
Don't pictures with me always get a ton of dislikes?
Zip asked.
You know...
She gestured vaguely at the air.
Who cares what they think? Say Zephyr!
Zip complied, and soon, Pip was pulling away from Zip and prepared to upload the photos.
It's gonna say, preparing for the royal ceremony with my sister.
Pip said as she started to head out of the room.
Hey, Pip.
Zip said.
What is it?
Zip absentmindedly looked at Pip.
Thanks.
Pip nodded, then waved with a wing and left the room. Hello everyone and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony, where I'll remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated and helps to keep the lights on around here, and you want to keep the lights on around here, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Anyhow, let's stop talking this quickly because I don't think I can keep going. There are author's notes here that have not much to do with the story. It basically just says the author wanted to make it... better and about slice of life and all that. Alright, this comment time will be very, very, very short. Because I will not say anything. I will not say if I like it or if I dislike it. Simply because this channel is apolitical. I don't take sides here. I don't say, I like this or I hate this. So, for now, I will only say go over to this author's page and read it for yourself and give them some love. I am Visual Pony. I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind. And see you in the next one.